A little music from the Boise Phil right there. You're listening to Idaho Matters right now. The NFL, well, it isn't the only organization with a major championship on the line. The Boise Phil wants to know what composer or performer should be crowned the champion of the Boise Phil digital stage. Joining us today to talk more about this competition are Eric Garcia, Boise Phil music director, and violinist Lauren Faulkner. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gemma. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. So, Eric, first, talk about what the digital stage is, because this has, of course, been how you've been able to keep performing.
Absolutely. Yes, it's an incredible way to continue to watch the Philharmonic in this period where we're not able to meet in person. But it's an app that you can view on your phone. You can download it and view these performances on your computer or on your television. And through the digital stage, we release up to 3 performances a month. It's absolutely incredible. And these are fully produced with our musicians, with scenery, with great visual production. And it's just a fascinating way to keep live music or concerts going during this pandemic, but in a very innovative way.
So then how did you come up with the idea of this competition, Eric?
Well, this competition, really, I must give credit to our amazing marketing department who thought, well, this is perfect timing. It coincides with the NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl. And it's really just, it's a lot of fun. If you've been keeping up with it, I'll definitely let Lauren take the lead on this because it's so new for us, but I think it's just a great way to have fun with what we're doing this season.
So Lauren, kind of explain how the competition works.
So my understanding is I've been following it on Instagram is where I kind of get most of my social media, but you just, every week you just vote. They made a bracket for each of the, not all of the composers, but like kind of some highlights from the digital stage performances that we've had this far. And you just kind of, you can vote on the Instagram stories is how I've been participating. So you just choose which piece you'd rather hear and you just vote on it. And then the next time you hear which one has advanced to the next round.
So Lauren, as an artist, what's exciting about having a competition like this?
Well, you, of course, always hope the one that you've performed in is going to win.
Let's start
but,
there.
Also, I mean, it's just kind of fun because it kind of has let me go back and re-listen to some of the pieces that I mean, I've listened to all the digital stage performances, but like, you know, going back and being like, I don't know, do I actually prefer Boccherini to Bach? I don't, you know, so then having to go back and listen and getting to go back and listen, honestly, and then getting to kind of get more acquainted with these chamber works that we're not as used to playing as a symphony orchestra.
And Eric, I would think what a great way to introduce people to the Boise Phil, maybe who haven't participated before.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I mean, there's just such fun to this because of course, you know, it's apples and oranges, in my opinion, with all of these composers and all of these performances. They've all been amazing performances, and we all love these composers. Nevertheless, sometimes one composer just strikes your fancy more than another. In my opinion, it's just a really brilliant and fun way to kind of enter the arena of Boise Phil performances.
So where are you in terms of which round you're on? How close are we to knowing who the champion will be?
Well, we technically finish up on the 7th. So this runs from starting January 10th up to Super Bowl Sunday, I believe, which is February 7th.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Eric Garcia, Boise Phil Music Director, and violinist Lauren Faulkner about their championship crowning champion of the Boise Phil digital stage. So Lauren, you kind of described how to participate through Instagram. Eric, are there other ways the public can participate?
Yes, absolutely. On Facebook as well. So if you're not an Instagram person, if you prefer Instagram, then Or if you prefer Facebook, then by all means, you can join in the fun there.
And so you can you literally like listen to both of the pieces on whichever social media platform you're using, and then you vote?
So it will direct you to our website or to a separate link, boisephil.tv/chimps, to watch these performances and have an opportunity then to make your vote.
So I'm curious on a different note, what else is going on at the Boise Phil? Because like so many arts organizations, Eric, you know, not only have you had to kind of recreate what you do, I mean, financially, this has been devastating for so many arts organizations, the pandemic has.
Yes. And this entire season was built really around this digital stage in hopes that we would be able to sustain our season-long commitment to our community, our season-long relationship with the community, season-long relationship with our musicians. And so the digital stage has really been the crux of everything that we've done. And so it's really been just a full force of putting together these productions, making them as beautiful and storytelling as we can, and ensuring that that our community and really our greater community beyond the state of Idaho, with the digital stage we reach throughout the entire United States, that we're continuing to build and facilitate what it is we do for people.
Lauren, what's it like as for you as an artist to be playing on a digital stage versus, you know, being live with an audience? You know, talk a little bit about that.
Well, absolutely. I prefer performing for a live audience. The energy you can get in a performance with audience members and being surrounded by 70 other musicians is completely like why, you know, I play music. It's just the best part of it. But the digital stage has been a really fun change up to the way we make music because we get to like work in these smaller groups and you're just the depth with which you prepare your part and you work with your colleagues. It's just a different interaction and it's actually been really quite fun. And then it's super fun to go and like listen to yourself and listen to your friends play, which is something we don't often get to do with our full orchestra pieces. You can't like really go back and listen with a critical ear to what you did to like, well, as a violinist, I suppose the people with solo instruments would have better, but I get better feedback from the digital stage too, because I get to listen to myself and I get to make sure that everyone who couldn't come to my concert still watches me.
Right. Exactly. Right. You can just send it out to everybody.
I just go, hey dad, you got to listen in today.
There's no excuse this time for not watching.
None at all. So Eric, how do people still, how can they still enjoy the Phil on the digital stage this season?
Absolutely. I would recommend them going to boisephil.org. And the website is laid out so beautifully to direct everyone to how best to approach the stage. And of course, calling in at any time to talk to our really amazing and helpful staff, which who will walk you through the process of how to do this. If you're reading the directions and something doesn't quite gel, then by all means, please give us a call at the offices and someone will be there to help.
All right. So before I let you go, who's in the lead? Do we know for the championship of the digital stage?
Lauren, do you know who the leader is at this point?
No, I just voted. I don't know who is.
Who is your most recent vote? I must ask.
Well, I remember it was between Beethoven and Dvorak. I chose Dvorak. And then the other one was Jim Cockey versus a famous one. So I think probably the famous composer is probably going to win. That's my fortune telling for this.
There you go. All right. So people can listen and vote to see who will be the champion of the Boise Phil Digital Stage. Thank you both for coming in today. Fun conversation.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Eric Garcia, Boise Phil Music Director, and violinist Lauren Faulkner. If you would like to vote on who the champion of the digital stage will be, just head to the Boise Phil's website, and we'll be back with more Idaho Matters.